But how could babies attract unwanted experiences? The questioner asked, but how do you attract terrible experiences when you're only 9 months old?
Even though you are only 9 months old in your physical body, you are a very old and wise creator focused in that baby's body, and you came with powerful intentions to experience contrast and to launch clear rockets of desire into your vibrational reality for the purpose of expansion. People often assume that because a child is not yet offering words, the child could not be the creator of its own experience, but it is our promise to you that no one else is creating your experience. Children emanate vibrations, which are the reason for what they attract, even from their time of birth. Most children are born into situations that do not challenge their natural tendency to remain aligned with their own vortex. Most children are not influenced out of their vortex by those who surround them in the early days of their physical experience. But sometimes, when you have come into the physical experience with a powerful intention to teach well-being, you intended, even before your birth, to have early exposure to contrast that would stimulate your desire early on in your physical experience, because you understood the power of the asking that would come out of that experience. When you really know what you do not want, you ask with greater clarity for what you do want, and your vortex expands more rapidly as a result. You also understand from your non-physical perspective before your birth that the true source of discomfort or negative emotion or sickness or all things unwanted is misalignment with your vortex, misalignment with who you really are. And so there is actually an eagerness on the part of all beings coming into physical bodies to have early contrasting experiences in order to project rockets of desire to their vortex of creation. Because the more powerful the vortex spins, the louder the call of Source. All non-physical beings understand that when wanting is higher, awareness of resistance is greater. And so, since resistance is the only thing that ever thwarts joyous creation, then the greater the awareness, the better. We understand that if you're still standing outside of your vortex, disconnected from the powerful being that has emerged from the contrast that you have lived, none of this explanation will be satisfying. But it is our promise to you that as you look for more reasons to feel good, as you try to give your parents or anyone who has hurt you or betrayed you the benefit of the doubt, as you move into your vortex, you will then understand. For when you merge with the evolved, expanded part of you, surrounded by the vibrational equivalent of everything that you've been asking for and that you have vibrationally become, you will harbor no ill will toward anyone who helped you achieve that. In fact, you will stand in appreciation for the part they played in your joyous expansion.